My first question would be, with the Sahuda project, you've chosen Africa Speaks as one of projects that will belong under this. Why Africa Speaks, and what do you intend to do with the three conversations that will be under Sahuda?
2009, when we launched Africa Speaks, the humanities deans of South African humanities met. Roughly for the first time, we had been talking by email to say, how about getting together as deans of social and human sciences and talking about our work, how we do it, how we, with the challenges we face, how we can support one another, and so on and so on. And then one meeting after the other until we decided to constitute ourselves into an association. Okay, 23 universities means 23 deans. We meet regularly and we talk about, you know, our different structures. And then at that time when we were building ourselves, Blade Nzimande, Minister of Higher Education, was becoming uncomfortable with the humanities in the country. He could not quite hear their voice. He thought the humanities were dead, and he came up with a project to revive the humanities. In fact, I think this whole thing was started by Thabo Mbeki, who was restless, because these guys were university students. They remembered what happened at university there. And Blade Nzimande said, I miss the voice of the humanities, because that's where it happens, in the humanities. You know, you get politicians and historians and theologians and teachers and people who talk. And then he started his project, the Charter of the Humanities, where he lamented the demise of the humanities. Coincidentally, we were getting together and we started to talk about this demise that he spoke about. I still remember saying, where I come from at UNISA, the humanities, the strongest of places. I mean, if you talk demise, I can't say that for sure, because at UNISA, it is the social and human sciences that make the university. This is where you get your vibrancy, your rigor, your activity, even productivity, because the M's and D's are in this college, the research output comes from here, and so on. And then I looked at what we do, Africa Speaks. We're basically talking about these things linked to our freedom. Freedom past and future, because what we talk about is a better future for us, which will be free of all sorts of things. That's what Africa Speaks is about. Because Africa Speaks was conceived such that it frees us from dependence on the West. With Africa Speaks, I wanted the new, young, black to identify new role models, you know, and forget about America, not necessarily forget about America and Europe and so on, but to look on the African continent, to look and see how black can be beautiful. So this is a very powerful message which says, as Africans, we should not let anybody speak on our behalf, you know. So Africa Speaks is bigger than meets the eye. It just wants you to interpret it your way. But now with this, we've scheduled three specific lectures or conversations that will address the Sahuda imperative along the lines of Africa Speaks.